Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Bubba Wallace running a special paint scheme at Martinsville. Bubba Wallace revealed on Tuesday that he'll be running a special paint scheme for the midweek race at Martinsville. Richard Petty Motorsports Chevrolet was sported an all-black paint scheme with hashtag Black Lives Matter on the side and several emblems in support of the cause. Wallace's car also features two arms, one black and one white, grasping hands on the hood. The hashtag Black Lives Matter is painted on both sides where a sponsor would normally be, paired with a peace sign on the rear quarter panels. Underneath the hood design, as well as on the back bumper, are the words compassion, love, understanding. The driver has become the focus of the movement within the sport as he is the only full-time black driver participating in the NASCAR Cup Series. Now, Wallace was also making headlines on Monday night when he appeared on CNN with Don Lemon, and he was asked about the Confederate flag. He told Lemon on Monday, and I quote, "No one should feel uncomfortable when they come to a NASCAR race. So it starts with Confederate flags. Get them out of here. They have no place for them. There's going to be a lot of angry people that carry those flags proudly, but it's time for change. We have to change that, and I encourage NASCAR to have those conversations to remove those flags. We should not be able to have an argument over that. It is a thick line we cannot cross." Now, it was reported today by Sports Business Journal's Adam Stern that NASCAR is considering removing the Confederate flags on a new policy. This comes after the United States Marine Corps officially banned public Confederate displays last week. For more on Bubba Wallace's new paint scheme, check out Adam Cheek's article on FrontStretch.com. Number two, NASCAR allows fans at Talladega and Homestead. NASCAR and Homestead Miami Speedway and Talladega Super Speedway announced on Tuesday afternoon that they will allow 5,000 fans and 1,000 military at the track a week from Sunday. To limit the potential spread of the virus and ensure the safety of everyone involved, NASCAR consulted with health experts and officials, and each of the 5,000 fans in attendance will be mandated to wear face coverings, maintain social distancing by 6 feet, and are restricted from accessing the infield. Talladega's fans will be limited to the front stretch along with the finite number of motorhome spots outside the track's Alabama Gang Superstretch. Only fans who live within 150 miles of the NASCAR's largest circuit are allowed to attend. Tickets will be first come, first serve for those who purchase tickets or reserve camping for the original event on April 26th. Number 3. Ryan Blaney wins the pole at Martinsville. Ryan Blaney won the pole for Wednesday night's race at Martinsville via a random draw that was conducted on Monday afternoon. Eric Amarola is going to start second, followed by Joey Logano, Clint Bowyer, and Martin Truex Jr. rounding out the top five. Kevin Harvick will start 10th, with nine-time Martinsville winner Jimmy Johnson starting in 21st. Coverage of the Blue EMU 500 will start on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1. I do have some bad news, though. There is a probability of precipitation at 63%. Chance of thunderstorms at 60%. So once again, we'll be having to watch the radar. According to Jim Utter of Motorsports.com, if the race does indeed get rained out, it will not be made up until, at the very least, a week from Wednesday, June 17th, or it will be run a doubleheader at Homestead this upcoming weekend. Well, that is it for this edition of Stock Car Scoop with Brian Nolan. Make sure to follow along tomorrow as our very own Davey Siegel will be one of the six media members that will be allowed to cover the race from inside the track. Follow along on his Instagram account at Davey_theman, M-A-N-N _4, and his Twitter account at Davey Center, as well as our Instagram and Twitter account at FrontStretch. You can also give me a follow on Twitter as well at the Brian Nolan. For all the latest on the preview for Martinsville, as well as Homestead, check out FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, and continue to social distance.